Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're pleased to welcome David Haugh, our friend from Mully & Haugh, our Chicago affiliate, AM 670 The Score. We'll get ready for his morning show, and so we appreciate a couple of minutes. David, how infuriating are these Bulls sometimes?
Well, they're always entertaining. Good morning, Amy. And that was the guarantee that we knew going in. We said before the game on our show on Wednesday morning, this Bulls team, you easily could see them losing by 15 or winning by 15. There was almost going to be no in between. And certainly when you hit your threes at the rate they did and you get the clutch performance from a guy like Kobe White, who came ready to play in attack mode, this is what happened. So they earned the right to get back to where they were a year ago at this time when they won the first play-in game, and now they play the Heat in Miami just like they did almost exactly a year ago.
Why, though? Why does it have to be so inconsistent?
Well, that's a great question, and I think part of it is because they have had, you know, every team deals with injuries. The
right.
Bulls are one of those NBA teams that when they hit their threes, and, you know, they shot 58% from the field last night. So when they are hitting, then they're going to be a team capable of beating a team like the Hawks by 15, and when they're not, they look slow. What's been most maddening about the Bulls is that they play to the level of their competition. They are good enough on any given night to beat some good teams, and then I think they lost to the Pistons twice. So they have a lack of focus at times that, you know, if I knew the answer to that, I think, you know, I'd have PhD at the end of my title, and that's radio host.
Nice. 42 points in 43 minutes for Kobe White. DeMar DeRozan has a nice game as well. And then Vucevic ends up with a double-double, but there's now concern about Alex Caruso. How much would it hurt if they don't have him against Miami?
It would hurt a lot because he is the guy that I think does all the dirty work, and he's going to be on the all-NBA, all-defensive team, I think, for the second year in a row. The only thing that balances that potentially this year that makes it different is that the status of Jimmy Butler is just as murky. And
yes,
I think when you see reports that Jimmy Butler might be dealing with an MCL issue that is more pronounced than maybe you'd like it to be through the Heat, that could balance out the loss of Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso is a tough guy, but he didn't return, and they missed him because not only, you know, can he hit the occasional big shot, but he's the guy that gets the big steal and rebound when you need it.
So, David, Billy Donovan ends up coming out and saying, hey, I'm staying here. I'm not going to Kentucky, not taking that job. There are a few other guys that did that too. But Donovan, one of the first, if I remember correctly. What's your reaction? Is that a positive or a negative?
Well, I'm a big Billy Donovan guy. What's been really hard to reconcile this year is that the Bulls have been so inconsistent with their approach, and Billy Donovan has never wavered in terms of the way he deals with the media publicly, the way that he handles his players internally, and he's the most consistent guy you're ever going to meet. And I think when the Kentucky news came, or the speculation began after Cal left for Arkansas, it was legitimate because of the way that Kentucky, you know, offered him the job basically when they repeated, when he repeated at Florida. And I think so that made sense, but it wasn't a distraction. It wasn't anything other than a story that he needed to address. And one thing about Billy Donovan, if you've got the time, he'll give it all the answers to you. He will explain in vivid detail what his commute is like, what the last possession was like, and why he is flattered by the interest in Kentucky, but wants to stay in the NBA. So there was no ambiguity, and there was no mystery with Billy Donovan. What you see is what you get.
Yes,
and I think that a lot of people in Chicago appreciate him and can't figure out why his team is so inconsistent when he is the same guy every day.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. Under Donovan, now this is the fourth season that they've completed, at least the regular season. There's been just one year in which they were above 500. So why should he continue coaching, I guess is the question.
It's a fair question, Amy. And I think from the outside, you realize, too, it's the NBA and turnover is a fact of life. I would offer this, and not necessarily as a strong defense of Billy Donovan, just as an explanation. I don't think the roster has been put together in a way that's always made sense. The Bulls, they don't have shooters that make them, conducive to play in today's NBA. Last offseason, they embraced the status quo after finishing, you know, with the loss to the Heat and blowing a lead late in the second play-in game. They did nothing. They relied on Lonzo Ball coming back, which was, you know, a fool errand, and Zach LaVine to be your max player, and he's been out. And they've actually been better without Zach. So I think when you look at the roster that Billy Donovan has dealt with, it's lacked shooting. It's lacked some other factors that make the Bulls kind of play in the way that he would like to. And I think he hasn't done a great job, but I don't think he's done a poor job either. And I think the way that he has approached it has been good enough to justify why he still has 2 years left on his contract. And I think he's got job security in Chicago.
David Haw is with us from our Chicago affiliate, AM 670, The Score, getting ready for his morning show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're also just over a week away from the NFL draft. And I know chatter has died down just a little bit because there was so much of it around Combine and Pro Days. But what is the bigger story? Is it the Bulls potentially getting into the main bracket, or is it what the Bears finally do with their number one pick?
There's no doubt it's still the Bears, Amy. There's no doubt that it's still the anticipation of Caleb Williams and the expectation and the reality, really, that the Bears are on the verge of something special. Mm. They also have the ninth pick. When you have the first and the ninth pick in a draft this deep, you are going to get two impactful day one players. And, you know, the Bulls, great win last night. They may even win Friday night in Miami because Jimmy Butler's status is iffy. And they may go to Boston on Sunday as a real legitimate playoff team. But they earn the right to get swept by the Celtics. That's the way Chicago is looking at the Bulls postseason, whereas the Bears, you know, it's a Bears town. Caleb Williams is the quarterback they've never had, and there's a ton of excitement about the NFL draft. A week from today,
yes,
we'll be going to work and we'll be talking about the Bears changing the course of their franchise.
How much did the chatter about Caleb, his personality, how he didn't interview well, I don't know, him being a diva, how much did that matter in Chicago to fans?
Well, you factor that in with, as you well know, the groundswell of support that Justin Fields had.
Yes.
And I think that for months it was a full-fledged controversy. And there were some legitimate questions about whether or not the Bears would find something doing their due diligence that would keep them away from Caleb Williams as the quarterback. His dad made a lot of noise last summer. A lot of people re-reported false impressions of what Caleb Williams was really like. But after the trade of Justin Fields to the Steelers for basically, you know, lawn equipment, I think that you look at what they're doing now, and they haven't found anything but praise for Caleb Williams. He is a guy with high football maturity. The tape speaks for itself, and now there's, I think, legitimate excitement that outweighs the maybe bad feelings that existed with people who really, really supported Justin Fields.
Mm. What was your reaction? I haven't had a chance to talk to you when he ended up in Pittsburgh.
I understood what it was going on. We've seen this around the NFL, addition by subtraction, and that's not a slight of Justin Fields, but there was no way you were doing either quarterback. You would be doing them a disservice if they were both on the roster the moment that Caleb Williams was drafted, because it wasn't tenable to keep both guys in the building. It wasn't conducive to the best environment for a rookie quarterback. You had to get rid of Justin Fields just because he was so popular, and he wasn't going to beat out Caleb Williams. That the notion of a competition was flawed. So I knew what they had to do. You don't always get the best return in a trade when everybody knows you've got to unload a guy. And Ryan Poles did what he had to do, and I think he basically cleared the decks, opened the locker room, and made his commitment, full-fledged one, to Caleb Williams.
And where do the Cubs factor into all of this?
Very exciting. You know, they went 2 out of 3 in Arizona. They went 2 out of 3 in Seattle. They blew a game in San Diego. They would be coming home from a West Coast road swing in very good shape. They've had injuries, and they've started to overcome them. Craig Counsell is, you know, very deliberate. He's very monotone. He's very thoughtful. But he's also very smart. And the Cubs feel like they have an advantage. They've had injuries to their ace in Justin Steele, their best hitter in Seiya Suzuki, and they're still above water. So once things get going, I think there's an excitement level. And where do they fit in the landscape? I think you know it's Bears, Cubs, and then everyone else, and the Bulls are getting their share right now.
Even with Connor Bedard in Chicago, the Blackhawks?
Well, you know what? They are finishing the season tonight out in L.A. It's going to be a late one, but Connor Bedard will probably win the Calder Cup. It's going to be it's been a tough couple of years. They're trying to dig out of the hole they created for themselves with the scandal.
Right.
And then they had to tank for Connor. And then they got Bedard. And now they're starting to add some pieces. They've got a really interesting collection, exciting collection of young talent under 23 years old. The Blackhawks will be back. It will just be a matter of time.
Well, it's good that it's a completely different regime, a completely different roster, so that fans can start fresh and support. I'm just going to assume that right now there's not much chatter about the woeful White Sox. Oh, my gosh.
Who? The team on the south side? Okay. You know what? They split a doubleheader yesterday, and by the end of the game, there were probably fewer than 1,000 fans at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Holy
cow. That's not an exaggeration.
Wow. All right. It's bad there.
The Oakland White Sox are struggling.
I was just about to say that sounds a lot like Oakland. Great minds think alike. All right. You can find David on Twitter at David Haugh, H-A-U-G-H, part of Mullion Haugh on our Chicago affiliate, AM 670 The Score. Take the North podcast, because there's so much to do on the north side of Chicago, not to mention the NFC North. I like the play, David. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. It's always good to talk to you.
Anytime, Amy. Thanks a lot.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.